Entrepreneur Magda Wasiska and the Helen Sussman Foundation have initiated legal proceedings against the likes of President Jacob Zuma, the Gupta family, various ministers and Eskom executives in a bid to recover billions of rands lost to corruption at the power utility. Earlier, MoneyWeb editor Rek van Niekerk asked Magda why she's suing the president and ministers.
In a normal democracy, we would have all of this legal action being taken by the appropriate prosecuting authorities. So, you know, in our case, it should be NPA acting. And, you know, we've lived with Gupta leaks for the better part of this year. We've lived with, you know, very blatant evidence of corruption at various state-owned enterprises, not only Eskom. And we have now watched the Eskom parliamentary inquiries, which just make your blood boil. And, you know, we're living through a stage where all prosecuting authorities are completely captured and paralyzed. And so someone has to take action. And so we explored various legal routes by which we could bring those responsible for looting of South Africa to justice, or at least start recovering some of the money that they have stolen. And so, you know, this was the most obvious route, civil action in a court of law, holding everyone accountable. And, you know, we chose Eskom because Eskom touches the lives of each and every South African. So, you know, electricity prices in the last decade have gone up by 400%.
Yeah.
Eskom is right now asking for another 20% increase. And, you know, all of that is a function of mismanagement, maladministration, lack of corporate governance, and most importantly, plunder and looting.
But why a civil case? Obviously, everybody would like to see a criminal case, and obviously, you know, the criminal or the investigative authorities need to do that. How long do you think a civil case would take, and do you think you would actually achieve the results?
We think we can achieve the results. I think, you know, a civil case takes as long as any civil cases take. There will be various steps to the civil case. So the most important step for us is, you know, let's assume this whole case takes a couple of years to achieve, you know, to reach constitutional court and to reach achieve the outcome that we want to achieve. But during that period, you have various court processes that will be happening that will start, you know, bringing more evidence into the public arena. We now have the powers to subpoena evidence, to uncover potentially more corruption, to start calculating the losses incurred at Eskom. But it also, for the first time, holds those responsible actually physically accountable. So right now, as it stands, you know, NPA has announced investigations against Steinhoff within days of Steinhoff's collapse. But they have not announced any investigations against the Gupta family.
Mm.
So this is the first case in South Africa which brings all three brothers, Andrew Dzana Zuma, in and holds them accountable. Mm. And we estimate right now that it's about 5 billion. It could be more. But, you know, that's a lot of money to recover from these people.
Yeah.
And it would help the South African fiscus.
But this week we saw a critical High Court judgment which ordered the president to appoint a commission of inquiry to investigate the allegations of state capture, mm-hmm. and that Cyril Ramaphosa must, you know, be involved there to choose the chairperson. And we're going to see a leadership change over this weekend. Don't you think those events also indicate that there could be a change on the horizon and that these allegations of, you know, large-scale corruption could be criminally investigated?
Well, if we do see the change, that would be obviously, you know, highly, highly positive, and that's what, you know, I think most of South Africa is praying for. And if that change happens, you know, it will take time for an investigation to happen. There's absolutely no problem with us running a parallel investigation. And at any stage, the state can take over. We've already done a lot of investigative work. So, you know, these are not random papers that have been filed overnight. Months and months of preparation have gone into this case. We're very happy to pass this case on to the NPA to prosecute if they wish to prosecute it in a criminal manner. So, you know, none of the work that we have done would have gone to waste. So if there is a leadership change and if we then see change at NPA and a changed attitude at NPA where they want to hold these people accountable, fantastic. You know, we've prepared all the groundwork for that to happen. But if there isn't a leadership change, then it's really up to civil society to do this.
Well, I think it's a very bold step, but you know, if I put on another hat that could criticise this, which and state that why not also institute action against Steinhoff, where there also seems to be significant financial mm-hmm. irregularities.
Absolutely, but I think that shareholders of Steinhoff will institute action against Steinhoff. So Steinhoff, at the moment, you know, it's. Look, the fact that the information came into the public domain, you know, during this kind of highly volatile political time is a bit of a distraction. I know it's terrible news, but it's a bit of a distraction. I wish this had happened in January so we could all apply our minds. The problem with Steinhoff right now is that we actually still don't quite know what has happened. And it will, and you know, given very, you know, scarce information, that is being divulged by Steinhoff itself. So we're just getting strong, you know, bits of information. There is obviously this Viceroy research report which is circulating. And we need to first, an investigation needs to be done into what actually happened so that we've got all the facts on the table. Once we've got all the facts on the table, absolutely, people will be held accountable. Including all of the directors, there will be criminal prosecutions if those are warranted. The issue with Steinhoff is that, for instance, criminal prosecutions will happen out of Germany because the primary listing of Steinhoff is Germany, not in South Africa. So we don't have to rely on NPA to run criminal prosecutions against directors. And then shareholders of Steinhoff will need to decide whether we, and, you know, I speak on behalf of, you know, the money that we would have invested on behalf of Signet shareholders, whether one takes then civil action against directors in order to, again, reclaim some of the losses. And obviously we've got some of the directors with very deep pockets, so although their wealth might have been depleted by billions, there are billions left.
Just lastly, how will you fund this action?
I'm funding it.
That was Magda Wyzyska in conversation with MoneyWeb editor Rek van Niekerk.